I'm Van.
I'm Sori.
That's Boomy.
And look, Culpy is back from the dead.
Culpy is made like a
salty,
like a little resurrection.
I know, here, it's so. A mini one. I think it's gonna be short lived.
And
I'm alive. Hey, if you guys are interested in any of our gear, just check out the link below, and it'll bring you right to our Teespring. And if you send us a picture, we'll add you into our video.
For sure. Should you consent, dear listener? For time and topical political commentary, you can hit me up at Middle America with Vin and Sori.
That's us.
Where you can be very, very angry. If you want to be angry, go watch Middle America.
That's where you should be.
What did Tasco say? You are the most infuriating person on the internet, man. Shout out to the big homie.
So we also have Patreon, and on Patreon there's different tiers, and they all do different things. Well, the $75 tier is the way to just get your song just bumped right to the top of the list if you want to get it reviewed. Right now, that is available, but that is possibly going to be switching soon, so if you're interested in doing it, you should jump on before it switches. Right now, we're doing a song for Art Perez, and he picked Nirvana, Jesus Doesn't Want Me for a Sunbeam, and I feel like it's going to be sad.
Is that the title? That's the title of the
song? Jesus Doesn't Want Me for a Sunbeam.
That's the title of the song.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be sad. But I always like these. I love these, like, acoustic versions of his stuff, so I'm super, super ready for this.
1994, and he died in 94, didn't he?
I believe so.
Okay, recorded November 1993.
I thought he died in April.
I'm pretty sure he died in April of 94. Yeah. So they released it
after he died. Oh my word.
Ooh, heavy, heavy stuff. April 5, 1994.
Yikes.
Subhanallah. All right, well, let's do it.
Okay.
Jesus Doesn't Want Me for a Sunbeam, Nirvana. Let's go.
Go.
Friend Lori Goldstein on cello. And this is our new guitar player, Pat. He's a certified honorary punk rocker.
Thank you.
But he likes Queen better. This was written by the Vaseline's. Well, it's a rendition of an old Christian song, I think. But we do it the Vaseline's way.
Huh.
Jesus don't want me for a sunbeam. Sunbeams are not made like me. Don't expect me to cry for all the reasons you have to die. Don't ever ask your love of me. Don't expect me to cry. Don't expect me to lie. Don't expect me to die for it. Jesus don't want me for something. Something's I'm not made like me. Expect me to cry for all the reasons you have to die. Don't ever ask your love of me. Don't expect me to cry. Don't expect me to lie. Don't expect me to die for. Thank you.
Flowers and such. What?
I don't like this song.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I'm about to piss people off. It was boring. It was really boring. And it was... I'm okay with some repetition, but this was literally like just the same thing over and over and over. It felt like it went on for 1,000 years, and it was only a 5-minute song. I'm just not a fan of it. And I don't think, well, I don't like lyrically, when he says, don't expect me to cry for all the reasons you had to die. Don't ask your love of me. That part I don't like. I guess it's because I'm a Christian. So I don't like that. I don't like that. I just don't like it.
You know, what don't you like about it?
Well, 'cause he's saying like, don't expect me to cry, don't expect me to lie, don't expect me to die for you. And then, like, I think that it's good for people to be honest to God, like, how they feel, to say, look, I'm not gonna lie about it, I have no interest in doing anything for you, or you know what I mean? Like, I think right. that it's good, but, I don't know. I think I'm in a little funny place with God right now, where I'm like, don't say that. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
But, you know, and obviously I think that it's sad that he's saying Jesus doesn't want me for a sunbeam. Sunbeams are never made like me. In other words, God doesn't want anything to do with him, so. But.
Yeah.
Which is untrue, obviously, you know, but I don't know. What did...
Well. Well, I think for me, as a general rule, honesty is always better than pretension.
Yes.
So, if...
Absolutely.
If...
That's how he's feeling.
And to me, all of what he said is controlled by that phrase, Jesus doesn't want me for a sunbeam. So, sunbeams are never made...
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Sunbeams are never made like me. So, if you...
That's what he thinks, so he's responding
by saying that. If you start off with that assumption about God and about you yep. and about how God looks at you, then the cross then becomes this, not this locus of your redemption, but it becomes the place for a guilt trip where mm-hmm. you're constantly supposed to feel guilty all the time in your life. Whereas, you know, when we look at the cross, it's when Jesus dying for us, mm-hmm. it's about redemption, it's about acceptance, it's about adoption, it's about We're reading so much stuff into it because we have this concept that God desperately wants us. Mm-hmm. So if you start with God desperately wants you, then the cross doesn't make you walk around with your head down and makes you feel guilty and da-da-da. Mm-hmm. It's like, whoa, God wants me this much. Of course, there is that sort of like, you know, like I always say, God doesn't want us to be sociopaths either. Yep. He doesn't want us to go around and do a bunch of horrible shit and not feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, it happens over and over again. Almost every Bible boogie, somebody always says, oh my gosh, I've never heard it like that before.
Yep.
Or I've never heard it talk like this before. And it's like, this is not Vincentianity. It's just, I'm just showing you the Bible. But people have so many distorted views of God and the mm-hmm. message that I can understand. All the rest of the song, to me, is controlled by those opening lines. It was a little bit repetitive. The only reason I wasn't really looking at the songs and the lyrics as much. I mean, I pulled up the original hymn that it was based on, so I found that. But I wasn't really looking so much at the lyrics or even...
It sounds like a kid's song.
It is. It's a kid's song. It's for kids.
Yeah.
But I was more looking at him and the stage and the flowers, and it looked kind
of... His eyes.
Funeralistic and obviously, you know, they cut that video in 18 November 93, you know, so he had about 5 or 6 months left.
Well, I'm not sure because they're saying that they cut the actual...
Yeah, it's recorded in 18...
Yeah, but this right here is not that. This is some live thing that he did. I don't know when he did this.
This is unplugged. It's the unplugged version.
And that's not what we have here.
Yeah, it is. Album, MTV Unplugged in New York.
Oh, never mind.
So he had about 6 months left. So that was what was going through my mind. It was some sort of, some interplay between him and God in that moment that only he and God knows about.
Mm-hmm.
I was just having a conversation with a friend of ours about, I do not speak a lot about the afterlife of people who commit suicide because... On the one hand, I'm not going to come out here and say, oh yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
And then somebody in some desperate situation goes, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're reaching thousands of people.
Right.
I'm also not going to say, oh yeah, he went straight to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Because every third person is somebody who did that. All I will say, and I said this to somebody that we talked to earlier today on our ride, on our car drive, what's up, big homie, is that we don't know about what was going on with that individual and God before they crossed over into the next world. And so this looks, I definitely see where you're coming from. Like as a Christian, I could definitely see how it's offensive, but I could also see God working in his heart in this song, even as he's saying the lyrics. Cause I've written bunches of stuff in my journal that people, if they saw it, would be like, oh my God, this guy's not a Christian.
Oh, me too, yeah.
So, but I also Absolutely. Know I also know from experience, those are some of the deepest times when God was speaking to me, even as I was writing that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And since this is not an original song, and since this is not a song that I think appears in any sort of form other than in this context, I think this is the only time you did this song. I don't think the song was on any other record in Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's very, very significant. You know, like, as far as his own history and personal history, we saw a documentary where, like, he went to a church and he was baptized when he was younger and yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
And so he had that seed in his heart. And the fact that they went out of their way to do this, even though this it seems to be not on any other... any other Nirvana record. So it's something that he purposely wanted on that record.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that if he didn't know that he was going to do himself in, he had probably had a very good idea that, hey, it's very possible that I'm not long for this world. So to put that there to me is very, very interesting because it's not an I hate Jesus song, I hate God song.
No.
It's really, it starts off with some sort of despair.
Yeah.
And so I
and this look.
Yeah, to me, I just think that there is a lot of spiritual interplay happening. I think a lot of things happen spiritually Because I've been in those situations where God is really working me spiritually, yeah. But then at the same time, like, I'm surrounded by all these people and they have no clue what's going on. And so that was what was fascinating to me. I was like, man, I wonder what is going on with him and God right now in this moment, you know, mm-hmm. at this moment of time. Obviously, he was in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of these guys, these rock stars or whatever, I think a lot of people do not realize how distressing it is to be so accomplished and still be miserable. You know, when we were in a homeless shelter, we could say, well, shit, of course we're miserable. We're in a homeless shelter in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
So then happiness is getting a place. Or, mm-hmm. you know, if you're single, you go, of course I'm miserable. I'm single. Happiness right. would be getting a mate. But what happens when you have everything and you're still miserable? That's extremely scary mm-hmm. and it's extremely distressing.
Yeah, I bet.
And so you see it a lot with rock stars. It's like it's not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he used to go to these hotels in the special that we saw. I don't know. Like I said, it was the something washed in bleach or whatever.
Yeah.
And so like I don't really believe all of it, and it was a lot of it Courtney was saying, and they were trying to make her out to be whatever. But apparently, he would check himself into these, you know, seedy hotels in Seattle, but he had a mansion. Mm-hmm. But I think he's just having a very, very hard time reconciling, you know.
Yeah, well, it was saying too that he had like this, yeah, like you said, a mansion, but he like lived in just like one piece of it.
Well, the other thing, he'd live in one piece of the mansion, and
yeah.
But then, and other times he'd have to go to some seedy hotel, you know. And
I hate that word, seedy hotel. It sounds disgusting.
Sunbeams are never made like me. So this is the original. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam to shine for him every day, in every way to try to please him, at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, a sunbeam. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam. I'll be a sunbeam for him. Jesus wants me to be loving and kind to all I see, showing how pleasant and happy his little one can be. And so I guess the Vaselines
mm-hmm.
did a version of this. And so...
I've never heard of that song.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. It's on a Mormon website.
Oh, really?
So how real is that? Yeah.
How real is that? Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe a Mormon wrote it. Who knows? Yeah, because it's in the children's song book. So it's a Mormon song, actually.
So I wonder if the Vaselines had some history.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. But you can kind of tell, you know. I think what they're saying is, I don't think that they're saying, I don't want God. They're starting with God's rejection of them.
No, I think you're right.
Don't expect me to cry, you know.
Don't expect me to lie.
Meaning, I don't want to live in a feeling guilty all the time. Like, you know, I get it, even if he died for me, but like, I don't want to. He's not even saying, you didn't die for my sins. What he's saying is, I can't live my whole life crying about that.
Okay, I figured out why it bugs me. You know what it reminds me of? You remember that person? You obviously do. And
I know where you're going.
When something was like done for them that was like, you know, a big deal, and then you're like, yeah, but I just did that.
I didn't ask you to do that.
Yeah. You're like,
But I did. But he's not saying that, though.
Right, but that's how I, like, was taking it.
Yeah. No, I get it. But he's not even saying that. He's just saying, I can't, you know, I'm not going to cry all, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And don't ever ask your love of me, which I think, you know, with a lot of people, if you feel that you're going to be rejected, you're going to go and try to front load that rejection and reject mm-hmm. the person first.
Yep.
Like, oh, I broke up with her, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't break up with her, fam. We all saw that. She posted all your direct messages on... She screenshotted all that shit, and everybody knows.
Oh, no, babe.
You didn't break up with her. So, you know, it was one of those situations,
yeah.
You know. So, I kind of look at it a little bit different, you know, and in the sense of... There's a lot of songs that he could have put into that little set list.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because it's the third song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just very, 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 very interesting. And, you know, there's a Lake of Fire song.
Look, Come As You Are. That's another...
Well, Come As You Are is his song, though.
Yeah, but Come As You Are is... There's a Christian song that's the title of.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that's the title.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. That genre of Christian music, I cannot tell you, like, how deeply... deeply, deeply.
You don't like
I
it?
Despise that type of Christian
Why?
Music. I know what you're talking about. Ugh, just I
oh,
just
see,
like it.
It's in my past, so
I hate.
So
I,
it has a nostalgic feel to
it's
me.
It's in my past too, and it'll stay there. But like some of these songs are really like look at the songs that he chose to do. Jesus Doesn't Want Me for a Sunbeam, right? And then Lake of Fire, which I'm sure was not his. Then All Apologies, like. I don't know. Well, again, All Apologies is his song, but like, just some of this stuff is like, it's saying something, and he's thinking about ultimate issues here. Lake of Fire. Where do bad folks go when they die? They don't go to heaven where the angels fly. They go to a lake of fire and fry. You know, like, there's another one. Like, you know, like he's already consigned himself basically to hell. And so I to me, this whole thing looks like one giant last-ditch effort to try to find some sort of connection with the divine, whether he knew it or not.
Because
otherwise, I can't explain the song choices, particularly that one and then the Lake of Fire one. Like, why? You know, I mean, the Lake of Fire one, again, was a cover. It was originally written by the Meat Puppets. And they covered it while performing at MTV Unplugged in New York. I mean, there's so many. There's what was that other bad? The Pixies? You know, the Pixies is a band that heavily influenced them. I'm sure maybe one or two of those songs ended up on there, but I mean. So anyway, so I just think that he was really, really trying to express
You could be right.
Where he was and all the rest of it. Obviously, rest in peace to the big homie. You know, I am always optimistic about people. And I think that God, you know, the scripture says the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. He's good to all and he has compassion on all that he has made. So I, like I said, I'm not going to really comment a lot on the eternal state of people who take their own life as much as to say, when I'm faced with those situations, I just go to what the scripture says about God's character and I also believe that nothing is done in vain. So all those people who, you know, planted that seed in him when he was younger at that little church. I believe that I don't believe God wastes anything. I think he uses everything. So, so there you are. And who knows what those last moments were like between him and his maker. But yeah, so I wasn't offended by the song. You know, I was saddened by it. You know, I was, you know, it's tough. It's tough when somebody gets everything that they thought they wanted and still still can't seem to to kind of get over that hurdle. And I always think to myself, especially with Kurt, it's like, man, like, if you'd have waited a year or two.
I know.
Like with Brian, you know, from Korn, you know, like, he reached a point where he's like, I just want to OD and never wake up. And, you know, six months later, he's in a completely different direction. And having experienced a lot of depression and having that in your family history and having, you know, suicidal ideation and suicide, you know, completion in my family, you know, that's really a lot of the times, I think at some point, pretty soon here, we're going to do an entire week devoted to the topic. I don't really know how wise that is, but we're going to. But I just think a lot of it is, like, if you could last for another 6 months, you know, and get a good support system around, you know, what could have been, you know,
with seasons.
I'm not talking about, like, music, missing out on his music, just him as a person.
No, yeah.
And he's got a daughter, you know, and
I totally agree. And
recently, you know, there was a pastor who killed himself, and he was a mental health advocate. He would talk about depression a lot and all this. And 3 or 4 days ago, he took his own life. So it's no joke. It doesn't matter who you are and what your background is, or belief system or non-belief system. It's
yeah,
it's pretty. It's very, 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 very difficult stuff.
Thanks.
And so, and it usually, if you're a high-profile person, whether you're a pastor or whatever,
There was a YouTuber that did that too about 3 or 4 months ago. You know, he went missing, and then he and he was very, very successful, you know, and a lot of people were like, I don't get it, how could he do that? And it's like, it's probably why.
Yep.
You know, when you hit the pinnacle and you're not satisfied, it's a terrifying moment to realize that. So anyway, if you struggle with that and all that, you know, give us another 6 months, huh? And get some good people around you.
Yeah.
And you know,
seasons change. Things are hard, they won't always be that way.
They're not always gonna be like that.
You know?
But it's very, very easy, you know, for people who thankfully both of us have struggled with suicidal ideation. So
you say thankfully? What do you mean thankfully?
Well, it's thankfully in the sense that we're people who came out on the other side of that.
Oh,
so
I'm glad that we had
to struggle with that so that we could say it with some authenticity.
Yep.
But I'm not gonna say it gets better. What I'm gonna say is if you give yourself a shot and you surround yourself with the right people, things will happen in a good direction.
Yeah, I think that, like, you know, the thought that comes to mind is it's not always gonna rain. If it always rained, it would be another flood that only happened once and God said it would never happen again.
Right.
So it's not always gonna rain. The sun is gonna come out and things will change in your life, but sometimes you gotta wait it out and wait for that next season, because sometimes it's like it's raining, it's pouring, it's like things are coming in threes, like is anything gonna stop and let up? And you can kind of get sucked into the
despair.
Yeah, the despair and the I can't think of the word. The, you know, like when you expect, it's like the superstition of the entire thing, because it's like, well, it's so bad, it's just going to keep being bad. But
that's also true.
It's
and you have to think, if you never had rain, you'd never have roses, right? So you have to have a good combination in your life of rain and sun, and you know, if you check out.
Yeah.
Because there's too much rain, or if you check out because it's too hot, you're gonna miss out on a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but I don't have any judgments for anybody that's in that situation. I don't have any judgments for Kurt, obviously, because being in that situation, I get it. You know?
Yeah.
I get it completely. So.
Yeah, we're just speaking out to prevent more people from following that path. Don't do that. Stay with us.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. Like you say, another day.
Yeah, just one more day. Just give us one day.
Get through today.
Get through today.
Then that's tomorrow it. Starts. Get through that day.
Right. We're checking you. Hmm? To keep you with us.
Right.
Because we care about you. Hmm? Tell the truth.
Then all of a sudden it'll be time for a fireside. You can jump on there in Middle America and fight with Vin.
You are the most frustrating person on the internet, Nate. Where do you get the song?
Oh, it's a 6.
This is a 10 for me. I get
you. Protect me.
I generally don't like repetitiveness, but you know, honestly, again, I was more looking at him, and to me, it was a historic moment.
Yeah, I agree with that.
In all of our lives, you know, I'm not speaking hyperbolically. I really think that, you know, he's such a dynamic person. There's lots of people in the music industry who live and die and come and go, and he has affected all of us in a very unique way. And I think it's important for us to watch it. But I get it. It's a 10 for me, though.
Yep.
10 for me. Vin out.
Wait. Sorry, out.
What is that?
It says Vin.
Oh, it says Vin Art.
Sorry, out.
Gone. Rest in peace to the big homie. We'll see you again, inshallah.
Jesus, don't want me for a sunbeam.